Hello, can I help you?
Do you know what time it is?
Yes, it's 5:29, and if this is... Where are you ringing from?
I'm ringing from the call center, Chicago, Illinois, for the morning wake-up call, 5:25. You're 4 minutes late, sir. I'm going to get a demerit.
Now, listen, this is... I'm in London. My name... I'm not going to give you my name.
No, this is Mr. Windsor.
Yes, and why do you keep ringing me?
Because I called
the... Because I give...
Ma'am, listen, I called the embassy in London, and they said that I was going to be put in touch with the person who was going to handle me with the invitation from the House of Windsor. So here we are.
Yeah, well, look, my surname happens to be Windsor, but I am absolutely nothing to do with that whatsoever. This is a private house in the middle of a suburb, and I don't have to go to work today.
Oh.
And I would appreciate it if you would delete this number from your call circle. They have got completely the wrong name. They've just picked a name out of the telephone book. That's all they have done. Now, please do not ring this number again.
Well, I called...
Okay?
I called...
It's completely the wrong number.
So,
nothing to do with that at all.
You can't give me an interview or an invitation to the royal wedding, then?
I certainly cannot. Someone's having a joke with you.
Oh, Jesus.
This is a private number, and I'm very sorry, but all they've done is picked a number out of a phone book.
Well,
now, please do not ring this number again. I have people in this house trying to get some sleep.
Well, I just want to advise
okay?
you. Listen, hang on. Just to make sure that we fix this, I don't want you to get another problem with me and not be nasty again.
All right.
But
all right.
The circle caller machine has the wrong number. Now, it's going to call you again, and you have to opt out, because if not, then it might keep calling you tomorrow. In 24
well,
hours.
Well, what do I do? I will just not answer the phone then. Is that the way around it?
Well, it'll call every 5 minutes until it gets a response. And then
how do you get it out of the system then?
You dial *#9.
I do that as soon as I put the phone down.
You can do it right now, but I have to hit the button first. Are you ready?
Well, hang on. What do I do?
*#9.
Pound?
Yes.
I haven't got a pound sign on this phone.
Yeah, the hash, maybe you have a hash sign.
Oh, yeah, *##9. All right, do that now.
You have to upgrade to the pound sign, though. I don't know if it's going to take
okay.
We can try. You ready? We got to
do
it. All right, in 3, 2, 1. Okay. All right. It's got you down authorized for 30 days of the service. Perfect. Thank you very much, sir. You have a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
They're still there.
Someone ringing from Chicago wanting an invitation to the royal wedding. Was this the House of Windsor? Of course, my son, I was going to swear my full name was, but there's obviously some practical joke. Their invitation was there, and the stage for heaven's sake, for heaven's sake. He said that the number had been automatically put into the system to ring every 5 minutes until the caller, I don't know, he said put that number. I hope that's right, because if I put that in, it shouldn't keep ringing and ringing.
Then the other thing is to ring
AT&T
if it rings again.
Then put a block on it. Any case, right out. Half an hour of sleep.
It was a male, female?
Male ringing from Chicago wanting an invitation to the royal wedding, and he was given a number for the House of Windsor. This number. So it's a practical joke, someone's just getting picked a number out of the phone book.
Maybe we'll have a go at her real quick. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
What's the problem with having a number in the phone book?
Wee-wee.
What is it, God?
Who does she think it is?
Where's the other one? Is that the other one?
It's not this one.
There's a second. What is it? There's a second noise somewhere. What's the matter?
Can't get out.
What's the matter?
What did they think it was that whole time? She thought it was something. She's like, oh, what's the matter, honey? What did she think it was? I don't know if they thought it was a kid or a dog. I think he said a chicken at some point.
It sounded like a cat. It sounded more like a cat.
And then in the end, he realized it was coming from the phone, and he was quite pissed off when he hung up in anger.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.